There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Wake up, honey. Dorothy. Dorothy, dear. It's Auntie M.
Oh, Auntie M. It's you.
Hello. I just stopped by because I heard the little lady got kind of... Hey. Looky here. She seems all right.
Yes. We thought for a moment there she was going to leave us.
But that's the thing, Uncle. I did leave you. And I tried to get back for days and days.
Oh, just relax, Dorothy. It was all just a dream.
But it wasn't a dream. It was a place. A place with all sorts of vendor booths that catered to all my needs. There were handmade gifts, like jewelry, vintage clothing, airbrush shirts, and tons more. Hey, you were there. You were there. Hey, you were there. But it couldn't have been real. It's a place that's too good to exist.
Actually, Dorothy, a place like that does exist. It's called Artisans and Company, and they are located at 2535 34th Street here in Lubbock. Open Tuesday to Thursday, 10 to 6, Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 11:30 to 5.
Oh, Auntie M, that sounds lovely. Is there a way I can see what they offer?
Sure. Just go to their Facebook at Artisans and Company or their Instagram at artisansandco.lbk.
Oh, Auntie M, there's no place like Artisans. There's no place like Artisans. There's no place like Artisans.
Ah, man, Eric, it's such a great day here in Angel Grove.
Yeah, it really is.
Oh no, it's Rita Repulsa and Lord Zedd. They're here to ruin the day with their bad musical taste, and they're sending their monsters to fight us.
Jonathan, you know what we have to do? It's Kipo time!
Graduation.
Weddings.
Quinceañeras.
All parties and events.
Give DJ Kipo a call for all your party needs. He DJs quinceañeras, graduations, weddings, and all the other types of parties. He can be reached at 806-441-0491 or Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat, and TikTok.
John Eric.
Media.
Okay. Here we go.
All you ladies, pull your chi-chis out. This is the JP Lopez Show. Also, if you're a transgender, pull your pecker out. This is the JP Lopez Show.
What is up? Thank you for tuning back into the JP Lopez Show. I got a very special guest on the podcast today. Goes by the name of Donnie Flamingo.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The host of the Deep Dive with Donnie Flamingo.
What's going on, good peeps out there, my friends?
Fucking happy to have you on, bro.
Without a doubt, bro. Yeah, I appreciate you, man, for bringing me on this mug, bro. I've been wanting to do it for a minute. We've been just trying to figure out a way on how to do it, and I think this might be the way.
Shout out to Kanye and Alex Jones, bro.
I'm on my Kanye shit right now, bro. I'm on my Kanye shit. And, you know, it is what it is. You know, people can say what they want to say. But, you know, to quote Kanye, you know, you go on the internet, you see pictures of Michael Jordan smiling, you know, taking pictures, jumping from the free throw line. But go look at Phil Knight. You don't know who the hell Phil Knight is. He's always covering his face and shit. So,
and that's the motherfucker that's paid.
Hell yeah! I don't know. If you were standing right next to Phil Knight, you wouldn't even know who the hell it was.
Yeah,
and that's the way these people like to keep it.
Oh, for sure.
So this is my identity, folks. You're not controlling this. I'm controlling this. This is my identity.
So the guy, let's just put out Mayweather flashing out all the cash and shit.
Yeah.
And he gives himself the money Mayweather tag.
Yeah.
And you're like, bro, like, you're not even a billionaire. You know?
Oh, man. Like, I didn't take that in consideration. But, there's levels to this game, bro. There's millionaires. There's, you know, billionaires. There's trillionaires. And it's just stupid. There's stupid wealth out there, bro.
Yeah, for sure, man.
Everybody thinks Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and these individuals are the richest people in the world.
Oh, no way.
Hell no. You don't even know the people who are.
BlackRock?
Black Rob, man, the Rothschilds, the Medicis, the man,
The Soros,
dog, yeah, man, the for Vanderbilts, sure, man. You know, just old money out there, bro.
I wanna put a disclaimer. This is not gonna be your typical slapdick shit, man. We're gonna hit a bit of real shit today. If you're not familiar with Mr. Donnie Flamingo, he's got his podcast called The Deep Dive with Donnie Flamingo, and I hate calling it a conspiracy podcast.
It's not a conspiracy podcast. Yeah,
hate that. What would you yourself call it if you're telling someone that don't know anything about it?
I'd say it's a podcast for truth seekers. People who know the narrative that the media is painting to them and giving them is, if they know something's up, you know, this is going to be the show for you. Alternative view to today's worldviews.
Yeah, for sure.
That's all it is, you know.
For sure. And, you know, the people that are not even quote-unquote conspiracy theorists, I talk to, you know, my coworkers and stuff, which are not conspiracy theorists, and the common thing between all of them is, like, they feel something big is about to happen. Yeah, something. Like, all of them feel that way.
It's obvious, bro. I mean, the election's right around the corner. I'm getting the 2019 vibes. We all know what happened in 2020. Oh,
yeah. For sure, man.
During the past election cycle.
But happy to have you on. I want to say, is this the first time you're on video?
Yes.
All right.
Without a doubt, it is. So, yeah. Shout out to JP, folks. I mean, he brought it out. He brought Flamingo out.
So, I promised that I wanted... I promised you an opening statement.
Okay.
And it's not that... I just want the people that are not familiar with you to know what direction that this podcast is going to go to. And the floor is yours, bro.
Man, well, let me say, I mean, I got a lot of things I could blurt out at this moment, but I think I want to take a page out of my friend Mr. Green on Twitter at The Future Site when he says, and I quote, "I don't think we're waiting for the election to be overturned. I think we're waiting for the military to declass that this has all been a psyop military operation. The highest probability in my mind is that Trump is still the president and they are using masks and actors to catch everyone else."
Wow. I never even thought of it like that. For real.
Dog, it's, I mean, just think about it. What if what we're watching in actuality is just a movie? You've seen the White House, Biden in these White House sets, movie sets somehow.
Yeah.
It's not real. The guy keeps changing somehow. Like I've seen Joe Biden with like an arm with a tattoo. And then I've seen him with a Puerto Rican arm that's all hairy. Then I've seen him with one that's no tattoo. And I don't know. Who's the real Joe Biden?
One Joe Biden that I've seen is like a wrinkly forehead, like a real wrinkled forehead.
I've seen it.
And it's like real low. And then like the next day, the wrinkles are gone.
Yeah.
And I'm like, man, no cream would
bro,
tighten that skin like that, man.
There's prosthetics out there that you wouldn't believe, bro. I mean, there's stuff out there that's, I mean, it's above Hollywood level type of stuff. I mean,
and that was what, like 70s, right? Yeah, when that lady finally was allowed to say, "Hey, people use masks," and this was recently, like,
yeah, I think so. Uh-huh. I mean, the stuff they have now, it's next level, bro.
So like, I really want to put out there for the people that think like this is fucking bogus. Okay, okay, I get it. Like it's a stretch from what you've been told and what you know, but
what is real then?
But yeah, that's what I was about to say, is like being told that something is the truth so many times, then you believe that that's the truth. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would encourage you to do your own research, or I mean, simply just come back and tune in next week, man, if this ain't your shit.
I'm telling you,
but
yeah.
I mean, this, we are about to get deep,
man. Yeah, it's get your scuba gear ready.
Hell yeah,
that's all,
man.
I have to say,
for
because,
sure,
yeah,
man. So was that a little bit of your opening statement, or was that all of
that
it?
That was it, bro.
Okay,
that was it, man.
Awesome.
I think it's I think we're watching a movie to some extent. I think it's all a show. We've been lied to, like you said, in the past. They were suppressing a lot of information in 2020. You know, the Hunter Biden laptop wasn't real. It was real.
It is real.
Now, you know, back in 2020, you couldn't contradict the election results. They'd kick you off of Twitter. Now, those are gone because you can talk about the election now. And it's just a bunch of stuff that, I mean, if you take everything into perspective. I mean, you know something doesn't feel right out there.
Yeah.
You know, you sense something on the horizon that you don't know what it is. And like I said on my podcast before, if I'm blowing smoke and half of the stuff I'm saying on here is all BS, I can guarantee you it's closer to the truth than what the people on the news are telling me.
Oh, for sure. And like, why is the truth fact checked?
I'd like to know that.
And why,
I'd like to know why.
Why
yeah.
is the narrative that they're pushing out, which is so fucking bogus, like, it's okay.
Well, it's just like anything that goes against the plan, I like to call it. I mean, this deep state, this cabal of evil people that are committing these horrible acts around the world and trying to do population control, trying to put us into smart cities, trying to, you know, pretty much just control our everyday lives. I mean, these people, they have an agenda, and if you expose it, yeah, they're going to fact check you and tell you that shit's not right. Sure. Yeah. Okay.
Your post today was fact checked. You know that?
Yes, I do. Yeah. Everybody was letting me know. Folks, listen to the podcast. Klaus Schwab from the World Economic Forum, he's on the podcast telling you that within 10 years, we're going to integrate this stuff into people. And yes, they're going to need it to conduct business worldwide.
And that's, for the people that don't know, like, the World Economic Forum is basically a gathering of the minds of, like, what the fuck are we going to do in the future? And it's like set in stone, like, right? It's
just like you said, the people with the next level money. I mean, this isn't the money team or Money Mayweather. We're talking about, like, what? old money, yeah. Aristocratic money. Like,
what's the higher meeting? Is it the Bilderberg or is it the World Economic Forum?
Man, they've got countless of them, bro. I mean, they have countless of them. I've heard of, you know, that Grove. Oh my gosh.
Bohemian Grove.
They have, you know, the Bilderbergs, the World Economic Forum, the Skull and Bones.
Yeah.
All these secret societies, man. I think they're all in cahoots, but it's all just the most powerful people and their children, pretty much.
Oh, for sure.
That's all it is.
And it's like you said, man, like, you think that you know the Forbes billionaires, but you don't know money.
Oh, heck, those are just the ones they want you to know.
You don't know how rich these folks are, man. Like,
no, like,
insane.
Insane wealth. And that's not, I don't know. I'm not a socialist by any means, but I mean.
Do you think that's where the term filthy rich comes from?
Oh, yes.
Because you do some filthy shit to get that
more
rich.
More than likely, yes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I believe that.
So let's get into it, bro. It's in the news. It's now. Let's get into this whole Maui.
Oh, man. I wish the people could see the icon on there because,
I'll post it.
Because, bro, I mean, this is all predictive programming, okay? This is all predictive programming to me. What's showing on the screen over here, folks, is an advertisement from Mountain Dew, and the flavor is Mountain Burst, okay?
Maui Burst.
Maui Burst, yeah. Mountain Dew Maui Burst with a blast of pineapple flavor and other natural flavors, which it's probably kids. Anytime you hear natural flavors.
And how convenient for that to come out now.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, I see that, and I just think these mother effers, you know, they did it again. So for the folks that don't know, last week there was some kind of a huge event that went down in Maui, right? And a lot of reports are coming out saying, from what I've heard, the TV is saying, oh, it's climate change, it's global warming, it's, you know, it's this and that. But the videos that I've seen of some of this stuff, JP, it doesn't look like it was anything natural, without a doubt. It looked unnatural to me.
The aerial view of these fires, I'm like, how the hell does a wildfire skip a tree, a power pole, a mailbox?
But at the same time, melt the brakes off a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
Melt the brakes and all the vital components to that. Just melt them right off. How does that happen, right?
And then, doesn't it rain all the time there?
Well, that's
isn't the humidity crazy there? How the fuck do you catch a fire there, a wildfire there?
Well, that's what I was thinking, but from what I've been hearing, a lot of people on the ground were saying, yeah, that it was kind of dry. It was kind of a dry season. But, I mean, you're surrounded by water, you know. And a lot of people were speculating that these fires were just started naturally.
No way.
Crazy enough, bro, I was listening to InfoWars today. And Alex Jones was just mentioning, hey, you know, it's sexy to think about all these possible scenarios and stuff, you know. But who would waste their time on a $1 billion or more satellite when all you could do is just take some cans of gasoline and a $1 lighter, big lighter, and set everything on fire. And set it
ablaze.
And at one point I thought, you know what? Well, that makes sense. So I was actually going to come on here with a little bit more of a grounded view. But on the way up here, I started thinking, man, a lot of people died in this shit. Yeah. People were cooking in their cars, bro.
It's like 98 people now.
They're saying that that's nowhere even close to the number, real number, JP. Yes, yeah. They're saying that they're fudging these numbers because something happened here that was not natural, okay? But so to finish my thought, I started thinking, well, if somebody did start this with just a Bic lighter and a few cans of gasoline, man, then these people got to be real pieces of shit because a lot of people died. A lot of lives were devastated.
Yeah.
And in my mind, I started thinking, no, I mean, maybe outside people, possibly, but other Hawaiians, I don't know, man. I mean, these people were proud people. They love that land. From my understanding, they've been trying to buy that particular part of Maui for the longest time already, bro.
And these people are not selling, bro.
Hell no. Yeah. You know they're not.
And from what I gather watching on TikTok, these folks are proud of their land, bro. Like,
oh yes.
Like, yep. That's their culture, is like loving the shit out of the land and the home that they're in.
They're connected to it, yeah, man. They're connected to it. And I mean, who wants any more of what Hawaii has already turned into?
Did you hear, this is what I heard, but I heard that a bunch of people talking like from the actual fire saying that they turned their water off.
Oh yes. An hour before. Yeah. Like hours before.
And they canceled school that day.
No shit.
They canceled fucking school that day, bro. So they had kids in their homes.
Dog, that's jacked up, bro.
Yeah.
That's pretty jacked up.
So they turned off the water. They canceled school. And this is just what the locals are all saying on social media. Like, they're all piecing it together saying, like, this math is not mathing, man.
Yeah.
and they were like, how the fuck was our water turned off, like, you know, an hour? Let's just say an hour. I don't know how many hours, but an hour before the fire started. How the hell did y'all cancel school all of a sudden for today?
And then, there was a hurricane, allegedly.
Yeah.
There was some kind of a hurricane or typhoon that happened before it.
And then the governor is saying that the fire started from global warming.
Yes, yeah, from climate change or something. Like,
what?
It's all a cover up, bro, in one way or another, bro. I think to get really crazy.
Let me just say this real quick. If you think that we're talking like crazy shit, okay, I get it. But let's, knock on wood, I don't want to put this into anybody's universe and speak it into existence. But let's just say your house burned and the fire marshal told you it's global warming. You would still be like, what the fuck, how? Like, how? But how are you content with just saying, oh, yeah, the governor said it was global warming,
all right,
or climate change?
Let's listen to this guy's account, okay? This guy, he's in one of the shelters.
It was a fire.
He's in one of the shelters, and he's going to explain pretty much what he experienced on the ground.
It was a firestorm. There was tornadoes of ash the size of charcoal from a barbecue, like being thrown by baseball players. I'm ducking behind walls. I had to kick in the door at Bubba Gump's to get out of it because I was getting pounded. And then Bubba Gump started on fire, and I'm running down Front Street, and the wall, there's like 80 people, and the ocean was on fire. Firefighter told me because the first layer of ash causes a seal, and then the next layer of ash was all the ambers. So the tide line was on fire, and I had to jump through the water and come up through the fire. And 80 people, they were on the wall. Everybody started jumping in. Coast Guard was out there grabbing people, and I was like, no, I'm good. I was born in the water. I'm a kai. And they're grabbing people, and I swam. I knew my phone was only good for like 15 seconds being submerged, then swam for like a half mile north. It was like nothing you've ever seen.
How the hell does water catch on fire? You know, that's what's kind of crazy to me.
Well, the fire marshal gave him a bullshit answer.
That's what I'm saying. He kind of did. And looking at this video now, I'm like, well, this is a white dude that lives in Hawaii. I want to hear a freaking actual...
A Polynesian.
Yeah, someone who lives on the island. Let's listen to this.
In the industry of people losing their homes due to fire, flood, monster, emergency services. But I need you guys to hear me out. You don't see what's going on. I feel something is bigger. I've been on Maui the last 9 years, and I know the geographical location and how everything works. There was no fucking way that a hurricane missed Big Island, went to Maui, and didn't flood them, didn't give them, you know, crazy, you know, other things, but it caused fires. It caused fires in not only on Maui, but it caused fires in the most precious parts of real estate in Maui. Lahaina Front Street is worth billions. The Hawaiians that have been holding out and the Kanaka have been holding out for years, not wanting to sell their property in Lahaina due to these big million-dollar companies. It is not a coincidence. I don't believe how in the most precious parts of Maui, Kula, Lahaina, and Kihei, that the locals that are standing strong and do not want to give up Oprah Winfrey's fucking view up in Kula that the Hawaiians are holding out on, that the fire was going to,
And it missed somehow.
Yeah.
It missed. Did you know that Oprah had some property out there too?
No, I didn't.
I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to speculate and say that she was involved or somehow, but what a lot of people don't understand is, like this guy was saying, that land was valuable. It was very, very profitable to somebody. But a lot of other people aren't understanding that they had plans for this area. They wanted to turn this area into a smart city, bro.
Yeah, I heard that.
A 15-minute city. They had everything drawn up, everything ready to go, except they couldn't get nobody to move.
I heard actually that they had like a meeting like in March or something about trying to develop plans into turning that into a 15-minute city.
Mm-hmm.
And then like in September, so next month, I heard that they're going to have another meeting about how to incorporate AI into like watching over the island. It's scary, bro.
Bro.
It's scary, man.
And think about, I mean, what happened, bro. I mean, like I said, they're lying about the number of deaths there. If they're willing to do this, I mean, and I'm just saying they in general, like I said, this cabal of people that just don't give an F. I mean, if they want your land, they're going to get it.
Mm-hmm.
You remember the fires in Paradise, right? Paradise, California?
Oh, yeah.
You don't remember those fires that happened? Prime real estate, bro. You know what they said they had coming up in that area that they wanted to do? Some kind of high rail speed system.
So,
and they couldn't develop it because the people had homes and stuff there. But, you know, how convenient. There was a fire that started. Then, not Maui, but Malibu. There were some fires in Malibu a couple of years back.
So the fire in Malibu, this guy that I watched, I went down a deep fucking rabbit hole one night. And this guy that I found was talking about, he believes that the fires in Malibu were somehow, some way associated with cell phone towers and smart meters.
Oh,
and he said that he had just a wild thought to say, pull my meter from the house.
Yes.
So he evacuated, and before that, he pulled his fucking meter from the house, and all the houses burned down around him except his house.
Bro. I believe that. There's definitely something behind smart meters and all this technology that they're trying to push on us. Like, I think they put a smart meter on my house, and I never even asked for it.
No,
bro.
Now
I never even asked for it.
I think that if you're with the whole LPNL and Spec, which is all the two companies right now in the city, you have no choice but to get a smart meter because all their meters are now smart meters.
Damn it, dude. Yeah, that's disappointing to hear.
And
just because of what you're saying, bro, I believe that they can use microwave frequencies or some kind of a 5G signal to set off one of those meters. Like you said, it could pop. They could ramp it up to where it sets on fire or some crap like that.
And he was pointing out that he's not saying. Because, of course, when you put out the truth, they come for your ass. And he was pointing out, he's like, hey, man, I'm not saying that these meters caused the fire, but what I am saying is I pulled my fucking meter and my house didn't burn.
Bro, that's, yeah, that sounds about right, man. That sounds about right. They could just choose which house they want to take out at that point.
Yeah.
You know, they just pick and choose. I saw a video today, and I wish I had it, this house somewhere, bro, that just blew up somehow. It was like a huge explosion, and somebody posted it, and I think they were discussing the same thing that we're saying here. It was gas. Yeah. It was gas or some explanation.
And it was on a ring. It was on a ring video, a ring camera.
Yes.
That was like perfectly placed right in front of the explode.
Yeah, bro.
It was
wild.
Because of you, because of your podcast, bro, I question everything, man.
You have to, dog.
I question everything. But real quick, man, for the listeners that don't know what a 15-minute city is, can you explain it?
Well, a 15-minute city is pretty much what they have going on right now in China. They're implementing this stuff, okay? It all has to do with the green agenda, going green, your solar panels, your electric cars, and all this crap. It has to do a lot with population control and how far you can move, like how much free mobility you have. Okay, here in Texas, we're lucky enough to, man, we can get in our car and drive all the way to Galveston, go to the Gulf, and, you know, go anywhere we want,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Hours, right? You can drive across the state for hours, but in China, they're limiting your travel to 15 minutes around a radius of where you live. And they pretty much want everyone in a city to where everything you need is there. Your food, your work, you don't even need to drive. They don't even want you driving a car, because a 15-minute city, you can ride a bike or just walk or commute somehow. You know what I'm saying? And it's pretty much just restricting your movement.
And if you were to actually commute past the 15-minute or just further, is there any repercussions to that?
That's just it. I've been hearing and learning that you need some kind of a permission to go, or you have this thing called a social credit score, where it's kind of like your credit score here in America. If you don't pay on time, or if you're a deadbeat or something, you know, nobody's going to give you a loan. But in China, the social credit score, it's pretty much the way you behave, the way you act, the things you like on social media, the things you post on social media. So you're not really being an organic person there.
Yeah.
You want to do stuff that's going to please the state. If the state wants you to go against somebody and you're going against that person, you're going to get points.
You're a kid behaving so dad can let you go out and play.
Pretty much that's what it is. Yeah. Okay. You're not restricted to that 15-minute area anymore. You can move from another region into another region.
That's insane, dude.
Yeah, bro. I think that's pretty much the plans they had for this.
And the trade for that is like they pay for everything, right? Pretty much, like your electric is free or some shit like that.
I don't know every aspect of it as far as
there's got to be like a golden nugget to, like, you know what I mean, that carrot to trade your.
I think it's you just get to live, bro. You get to live your life, because you don't see much of the people there in China that are on the other side of the spectrum as far as, you know, against the state. Yeah. You know, they don't give a shit about their credit score and stuff. It's pretty much, I think that's what it is. I mean, your incentive at that point, once they had that much control, is, hey, I'm at least getting to live.
And that's the thing, you own nothing, right?
No, heck, I don't
think you own like your home or your car.
I'm not sure, man. I would think you would have some sort of an ownership, but everybody I see in China, they're all living in apartments. They're all living in these big cities,
They live in fucking capsules, bro.
Yeah, something like that, bro. There's not a lot of land that they let you just, hey, here's your land, go do with it what you want, you know? If you're farming, you're farming for the state, you know? If you're working, you're working for the state. If anything you do there, it's pretty much just given back to the people who control that country. And it's not that much different here. Here you got some kind of a resemblance of freedom and stuff, but they're tightening the screws.
Yeah.
They're slowly tightening the screws on people here.
So, man,
in blue cities, at least
we don't have a smart city here in the States, do we?
I think
the closest one is in like in Canada, right? Or no? Am I just reading shit
like
wrong?
A totally like just a dedicated smart city? I don't know, bro. I would think the big cities are smart cities now. If you go to Dallas, you know, if you go to Austin, I mean, how many cameras and how many things are watching you at that point?
Yeah.
That's another big thing in these 15-minute cities. Everything you do is watched.
And so
everything. Facial recognition to get certain items, all that stuff.
My background right now you know, is I know a lot about the power grid because of my career.
Okay. Yes.
So let me put you on to this. In the summer, especially when we have 104 degree temperature, and especially when like we reach the world record, the record high ever, like on 4th of July, I think.
Okay.
As a nation or as a world.
Okay.
The power grid is real delicate, real delicate. And this is without smart cars. Mm-hmm. Like this is without all this bullshit that you have to refill with electricity that and not gas. Sense.
Yeah, because not everybody has an electric vehicle charger at their house.
So can you imagine if they made us all go to smart cars? How even like, dude, we would be having brownouts. The grid could not support everyone having fucking electric cars right now. It just wouldn't be supported. Damn. And people are like, well, we need to switch from, you know, fossil fuel to you know, the green resources. Mm-hmm. Okay, man, I get that. I get your stupid mind accepting that.
Yeah.
But, bro, if I need more power, if I need to put more power on the grid, can I dispatch more sun or more wind?
Oh, hell no.
You can't, dude.
You're at the mercy of the elements.
So then when people had this whole, like in 2021 or 2020, when we had that big old freeze and ERCOT was, you know, down and out.
I remember that. All the fans were freezing over and shit.
And people were so mad at ERCOT. You know what I mean? They were like, well, ERCOT dropped the ball. Can you imagine how much stress, even more stress that the power, that the grid can't even handle more power to be used? And then you're going to blame, like, whoever, your utility company for not being ready.
Yeah.
You can't be ready for that, bro. Like, you just can't.
Man, bro, it's difficult. Yeah, I can't imagine. Without everybody using their air conditioners and stuff, I can imagine, bro, how it's just on a paper thin, you know, line right now.
It's real delicate, man.
How at any minute, and I think about that. What if something, just the power went off for a week and it couldn't come back on? It'd be a lot of chaos, you know? But at the same time, I take into consideration, well, there's a bunch of, I've heard allegedly, of alternate modes of electricity and alternate modes of power. I've heard of zero point energy. I've heard of I've heard that back in the day, bro, cities ran on pretty much Bluetooth electricity, like cordless electricity somehow.
You're talking about the power that was like invented by Tesla, but found out by Tesla.
It was found by Tesla, but without a doubt, I mean, civilizations from other parts of the world were using this stuff at some point.
Yeah, and then they shut it down.
And they shut it down, but it only makes sense because you don't get rich by giving shit to people for free.
For free, no.
You don't.
No.
And that's another thing. People can come up with an engine that runs on H2O, and somehow when that person goes to try to patent that,
He dies.
Yeah. He winds up dead or shot or suicided by, you know, hitting himself in the back of the head a few times.
And it's crazy how that happens, though, right?
It is. It's just... So, I mean, I get where, you know, blaming ERCOT for all this stuff. But at the same time, I just look at the bigger picture. I'm just like, bitch, just make it free. Just give it to us for free. Because, you know, they got the technology to do it. But I'm just one of those people, folks. I mean, I am thinking way out there. I know there's a better way to fuel a car. I know there's got to be a better way to power a house.
If it don't make dollars, it don't make sense.
No,
man.
You can't control people that way by giving them free stuff. You know, you can't control humanity by letting them thrive.
It's like the money is in the treatment, not the cure.
Same thing, the medical system, the same way.
But it's like that with everything.
Education, the freaking justice system, the freaking monetary system. We're getting it on all ends, folks. I mean, there's no reprieve. There's no reprieve, but I don't know what the answer is, JP. I don't know.
Oh,
can one man fix it? I don't know.
I mean, I think if you figured it out, you're as good as gone. You
know? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's it. But this is what I've been hearing. I've been hearing that the key to all this, it's whoever discovers this stuff, whoever has access to it, as soon as you go to patent it, that's when they get you.
Yeah.
Dr. Greer, this guy that's a big UFOologist or something, he talks a lot about this, and he expresses the statement that you need to just give it away for free. Don't go try to patent it. Don't try to make money off of it, because this is something that deserves to be given to humanity. But like I said, but who wants to do that? Nobody wants. Somebody wants to get a little bit of cashola out of it.
A kickback from it.
Yeah, something.
So you said something that made me want to strike a question. What do you think about all these whole UFO sightings? That
I think it's us. It has nothing to do with aliens from outer space, aliens from Mars or this and that. It's us, folks. Okay, it's a distraction.
Yeah.
Now the question is, where did they get the blueprints, and what did they back engineer to get this type of technology? That I don't know.
So can I tell you my theory on it?
Go ahead.
So my theory is the world is bigger than we can ever imagine.
Oh yes, yeah.
And I think that these aliens, if they are real, mm-hmm. if these UFOs are real, the aliens are from outside the Antarctic wall.
I see what you're saying. Yes, I've thought about that.
That's what I think.
There's a way more advanced civilization on the other side.
Because I don't think that you could ever leave this world.
No.
I believe in the firmament.
I believe you can leave this plane of existence, but that the only way to do it is through a stargate, a portal. That's the only way you can do it. The Bible speaks about it, believe it or not. There was a portal on Mount Hermon, where the angels fell. When God cast the angels out of heaven, they fell to earth on Mount Hermon. There's allegedly a portal there right now. It's just accessing them.
Yeah.
Learning how to act. And folks, really, that's what NASA is up to. Everybody thinks NASA is out there looking into space, and they have satellites here and space stations here. No, folks. They're dicking around with these portals and stuff.
So NASA was actually like created to...
They gave an excuse like it was some rocket propulsion.
But weren't they created to study the ocean first? And then eventually it went into outer space?
Man.
Yeah, I want to say that I've read that and seen that somewhere.
You might be right.
Yeah.
You might be right. That's crazy.
Like they initially set up shop to study the ocean. And then they found shit out. And then they were like, oh, shit, we got to do outer space or throw us for a curve, and it's like, yeah, we're out of space now,
bro. I mean, that I wouldn't put it past them, bro. Because think of how vast the ocean is. When people speak of outer space, I mean, what if that's what they're talking about, is under the water?
And it's funny that we say NASA, because NASA was actually in the meeting like in March about this whole Maui shit.
Oh, I heard about that.
Yeah, dude.
I heard about that shit. Yeah, that they were a part of some kind of a group of people that went up there to discuss this possibility layout of a smart city or of a 15-minute city.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know what the hell they have to do with it. That's what's wild about it. So if NASA was there, I mean, what's the probability that they were trying to pinpoint locations to hit with a direct energy weapon of some kind? Have you ever heard of that? I mean, that's what the Mountain Dew represented. Mountain Dew, a DEW, that's an acronym for a direct energy weapon.
I didn't know that.
You've never heard of that?
No, I never heard of that.
Bro, there's these things allegedly. Okay, I mean, you remember that satellite that was on a balloon or some shit, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah. The spy balloon.
Right,
yeah,
okay. Yeah. I mean, I thought of this just the other day, that I was thinking, well, maybe how hard would it be to reflect something off of those panels on a balloon that's at that high altitude and set some shit on fire? It wouldn't be hard to do.
It wouldn't be hard. No.
Or they have some shit like this. Check this out.
Fires in Hawaii and the fires in Paradise Valley, California. Now, my heart goes out to anybody who's lost family or if their house has been destroyed because of this. This was a direct energy weapon assault on the people. And I say that because my friend in Hawaii, which I'm going to show this picture here, showed a laser beam coming out of the sky directly targeting the city. And this is really important to be aware of, because when we look back at Paradise Valley, when they had their fire, we see a lot of similarities, such as the trees still standing.
That's
which is very
point,
interesting
bro.
For a fire. Now, with this whole entire thing, the mainstream media is going to say that this is climate change and that we need to do better. But what's not going to be talked about is the weather modification projects, which take place in the United States every single
weather
day.
Weather modification.
Spraying aluminum and barium and strontium up into the sky, which, if you think about it,
So you've heard of chemtrails and shit, right?
That's what I was about to say. But chemtrails are not real, bro.
They're not real, they're not right? Real. That's what everybody says, folks.
Yeah.
Just look up from time to time. If you look up from time to time, if it was a real, exhaust fume or something from a plane, it'd be continuous. I've seen countless of episodes and instances where it turns off and then it goes and then it turns back on. And then you look minutes later, those same lines have turned into these milky clouds, okay? Now, what's in there, and you can go and find this shit, barium salts, aluminum sulfide, all this shit. What does aluminum do? It heats up the atmosphere.
But I don't know how I want to take this, but let me start by saying my wife was, she was the, you're so full of shit. Like, she's like, how, and believe me, bro. Right. Like, so she's like, how dumb do you think I am if you want me to believe that they can manipulate the weather?
Oh, my God.
And I told her, I was like, look, man, like, farmers, the just your everyday farmer has been doing these for years, like putting chemicals in the air to make it rain on their crop. You know what I mean? And I'm like, let's put that on a whole government level. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, they fucked it up.
Bro.
But I've showed her so much shit that she's came around and she's like, oh, shit, like, you're not lying. And so, okay, cool. There's that. But these chemtrails, bro, like, not only is it weather manipulation, but, like, we are breathing it in. Yes. We are, it, yeah. Like, what is it doing to us?
I think it's just meant to, it's a slow death, bro.
Yeah, that's exactly.
I think it is. It's a slow death. It's also meant, I'm a gardener. I like to garden. I like to grow vegetables and stuff. I like to eat my own produce, bro. It's just so fulfilling, right? There's some years, bro, like this year in particular, it's hard to grow anything because it's so hot.
Yeah.
And then I look on my on my tomato leaves and stuff, and there's all this, like, sheen, like a sheen of something on there. I don't know.
That's
don't,
new?
No, like, I've like, seen it in the past, but sometimes it's more prevalent than others, you know, but this time of year when it's so hot
and it's collecting from yes. the earth, like,
yes, somehow. And I mean, I can't explain it. And people say, well, everybody's breathing it in. If they're doing that, everybody's breathing it in.
Exactly.
But at the same time, and you got to understand, it is manipulating the weather. You've never heard of Operation Popeye?
No.
Have you seen the movie Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Okay, you remember when Forrest Gump is in Vietnam? And he's talking about, you know, and one day it just started raining.
Oh, yeah.
And it rained for 30 days and there was sideways rain and upside down rain. And then one day it just stopped, right? That was an actual operation that got conducted in Vietnam to flood out the rat tunnels that the Vietnamese were hiding in. They made it rain for 30 plus freaking days, bro. They do the same thing in Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates. They can make it rain for days, bro.
But that's fake.
No.
Like, it doesn't happen. And no. I'm like you said, it's real. You can research that. You
just
got to
do a little
proof.
Bit of digging. There's patents on it. They have patents on this shit and telling you what they're spraying. It's out there.
I just want the people that are still listening, because I know we've probably pissed a lot of people off.
You probably checked out already.
Yeah. But I just want the people that are still listening to, like you always say on your podcast, do your homework. Go out and if I'm full of shit, just take it with a grain of salt and find some truth to it.
Here, go. I'll give you a little starting point. Go research the Weather Modification Regulation Act, S.3028. Just go look it up. I mean, rewind it. Whatever you got to do, write it down. Go look it up, and you tell me what you find.
Yeah.
You tell JP what you find.
Yeah.
And tell me if it's bullshit. Let's finish listening to what this guy's got to say.
It's a very, very flammable material, which could result in something like this or something like this.
He's showing a huge beam coming
out
of the sky.
That right there is what I saw. I saw that today.
Oh, hell no.
It looks like something almost exploded or something went off.
It looks like a
bomb.
Now,
what's interesting is certain things are still standing while other things are not. Now, the governor did say this is climate change doing this. Interesting. What they don't talk about is in January how they had in Maui a smart city conference to turn Maui.
It was in January. Yeah, not March. Yeah.
Changing everything to electric, renewables, solar panels, and pushing everybody into electric vehicles. 15-minute smart cities. Mm. So now what's also interesting is next month in September, Hawaii is hosting the Digital Government Summit utilizing AI.
That's the one I'm telling you that NASA is a part of.
Hmm.
Man.
It's almost like they're resetting something to start rebuilding for this in which they're trying to push. Now when we look at all... all the climate change narrative that they're going to try to push, but they're not going to talk about the Weather Modification Act of 1976. I highly recommend everybody look into this act, because who is involved in the weather modification activities? Department of Agriculture, Department of Defense, Department of Interior, EPA, and NASA.
You just said the farmers, bro. That's the Department of Agriculture. Yeah, you just said it.
So if they're modifying the weather, then could they have caused this event? So if we see that the Department of Defense and other factions are responsible for modifying the weather, well, then if we look at direct energy weapons, we can maybe see how this can all relate to this event.
Bro, and I mean, you just look into what Lockheed Martin has. You look into what DARPA has. You look into what Raytheon has. These are like next level weapon development companies that have shit that's allegedly 100 years out, JP.
That we can't wrap our mind around.
We could not even fathom the type of shit they have. That's what I'm saying. These UAPs and all this UFO shit you're seeing, it's us. It's us. We have it.
Like, now what's coming to light is like old technology, like the heart attack gun or the ice bullet gun.
Yeah.
And you're like,
it's barely coming out now that they're admitting they have it.
For fucking years. Like our grandparents' days.
I've never seen the congressional hearing where they brought out this little freaking gun. And they admitted that the actual toxin was made of some kind of shellfish. It was made of some kind of shellfish that was untraceable, but it was lethal as fuck.
And it mimicked a heart attack.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And nobody would ask any questions at all. But I got another fun fact for you, bro, regarding this Maui fire. Okay, we were looking at those videos, bro, right? And by looking at those videos, you can kind of tell for yourself. It looks like a bomb went off, bro.
So, I'm glad you brought that up. Let's tell the listeners. This is aerial footage of the fires in Maui. And the thing that raises my eyebrow is what I said earlier. How did these wildfires skip trees, power poles, and mailboxes, bro? Like, but then torch the fucking cars in the street.
Okay, so check this out, okay? It looks like a bomb freaking exploded in this freaking area, like you're expressing. Guess, okay, when did the actual event happen? It happened last Tuesday, right?
Okay. I don't know.
That's when it happened, either Monday or Tuesday is when the actual event occurred, right? Okay. What do you think was the anniversary on August 6th, a few days before? What was one of the anniversaries? I'll tell you. It was the anniversary of the atomic bomb that was dropped on Hiroshima, okay? On the 9th, guess what anniversary was on the 9th a few days later? The anniversary of the atomic bomb dropped on Nagasaki. Wow. So you have the 6th, you have the 9th, and in between somewhere is the Maui event that happened. And that's how these assholes like to operate, okay? If you look at shit like this, you can tell, bro, someone didn't start this with a damn packet of matches and some gasoline.
No.
Something else was at work here, bro.
That's something that I want to get into. I don't know if you're into it already, but numerology and
all of that shit is legit.
Yeah.
That's what these elite people use to communicate with each other.
Yeah.
They use these little codes, these little words, these specific dates when there's a full moon, when there's a double full moon, a blood moon. These are significant dates to these people because they hold some kind of power.
I follow a bunch of TikTokers that you know, briefly explain it in like a minute clip, and like it blows my mind how like shit is so coincidence based on numbers.
You ever heard of gematria?
No.
Gematria, it's a whole another level.
Oh, gematria? Yeah, I think I've heard of
it. It's like the alphabet, right? But each alphabet has a number associated with it. So you go backwards, like there's 23 letters in the alphabet.
Yeah.
Right? So instead of A being 1, A would be 23. And then you go backwards.
So backwards.
Yes. Okay. And then using those numbers and letters combined, bro, you got a whole language you could speak and right in front of people.
Crazy.
And nobody would see it.
It's hiding in plain sight.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Hey, let's take a real quick break so we can hear from my sponsors and we'll come right back. All right.
Hey, man. I don't think we should be out here on the farm so late. Can't the goats and sheep wait to be taken care of like till tomorrow?
Normally, yes. But you know, that thing has been lurking around town lately.
Okay, well, let's just hurry. It's cold and I'm scared of the dark.
Okay, let's just get the animals put in the... Oh, no.
Oh, man, it's the...
Chupacabra!
Yo, what's good, my guys? Just thought I'd drop in on my favorite bras. Maybe see if you dudes had anything I could Nauseon.
Please, bro, don't eat our goats.
Yeah, man. Please, spare the little cuties.
Ew, that's way harsh, my dogs. What kind of mythical urban legend do you take me for? I need something much less gnarly than barn animals.
Bro, then we got just the thing for you.
Yeah, man. Why don't you check out Tigre Burritos?
Tigre Burritos? Nice. Like, what kind of grindage would I be partaking in?
Well, they offer breakfast burrito combinations that include sausage, chorizo, potato, and egg.
And they offer lunch burritos that include beef and chicken fajitas, barbacoa, carne guisada, chile verde, and more.
And if you're feeling something other than a burrito, they also serve quesadillas and menudo.
Dude, that's wicked perfect for when the chupacabra had too many cervezas the night before and wakes up feeling all goose and whatnot.
Okay.
Well, Theater Burritos is open Tuesday through Saturday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., and they're located at 720 Highway 62 in Wolford, Texas.
Yeah, go terrorize them instead of us.
Ah, I'm so stoked to stuff my pie hole with delish comida. I always thought you guys were some kind of posers, but you're really some OGs for hipping me to Tigre Burritos. I'm going to go and pick up my Betty right now and cruise on down there. Thanks, Brosif.
No problem, Chupacabra. Shaka.
Don't do that.
Sorry.
Well, it was a long process, but we finally got the generic media studio looking exactly like we wanted.
Yeah, Jonathan, it looks awesome, man.
Eric, dang it, dude, not again.
Yep, here they come.
Dude, I'm so sick and tired of that giant lizard and giant ape fighting all the time. They wrecked our studio. Dude, why aren't you upset?
Look, take it easy, though, buddy. I got a trick up my sleeve. Let's call Patriot Paint and Construction.
Patriot Paint and Construction?
Yeah, they service commercial and residential customers, and they specialize in paint, drywall, and all types of remodeling. And best of all, they take no money up front.
Are they a new company or what?
Actually, Jonathan, they've been in business for more than 14 years, and they're actually insured and bonded as well.
Quick, give me their number. I gotta call them over here right now.
Give them a call at 806-544-7199, and let them know that you heard about them on the Generic Media Network.
And we're back. Bro, we can get really, really fucking deep today.
Yeah,
I know, I appreciate your time, and I know it's late, and I know. But before we go, I want to get your favorite feel-good memory, or I really do. But before that, I want you to tell the listeners what you expect for this 2024 election.
This 2024 election, folks, let me tell you now. We're not going to have a 2024 election.
I believe that, bro.
It's not going to happen.
I believe that.
Okay? If you just take into account what was happening this time in 2019, they were wargaming Event 201, getting us ready for the pandemic. They were doing all this shit, getting it ready. So when 2020 hit, they had an excuse to drop some kind of a reason to lock everybody down, keep them in their homes, and then somehow go vote by mail. Okay? This is the exact same thing's going to happen, but this time around, I think the ball is going to be on the other side. I think the ball is going to be on the other side. Like I said, Trump never conceded. He never gave the baton over to Joe Biden. All right. Something happened that day. All right. On Inauguration Day, what you saw at the Capitol when Joe Biden was getting sworn in, put in the wreath on the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. If you're familiar with military ceremony and military precedent, there was a lot of things that happened that day that don't happen. Okay. That actual ceremony was a funeral. It was a funeral for a president, okay? I'm thinking the real Joe Biden possibly died that day. Just call me crazy, okay? But Donald Trump, for sure, he was from what I understand, he was sent off to another location, Camp David possibly, and sworn in as the president of the Republic, the constitutional United States, okay? There's a constitutional United States, and then there's a corporate United States. And that's getting far out into the field for some people. But yeah. What I'm thinking is going to happen is you're going to get some kind of a shutdown of the internet. You're going to get some kind of shutdown of the media. And then you might, if what I'm hearing is correct, you might get some kind of a disclosure of what's been transpiring these past 4 years.
I want to tell you my thoughts and theories on what we've seen before.
Okay.
So I think that the election was in fact stolen. I think that I do agree that I don't know who this clown is, but I do agree that I don't believe it's Joe Biden.
It's not him. I really don't. Actor.
But
don't be mad at the guy playing Joe Biden. Okay, he's just playing his part. That's all I'm going
to
say.
But I believe COVID was supposed to happen for many reasons, but one specific reason was for mail-in ballots.
Oh yes.
But I think that the mail-in ballot is going to be a big factor again for the open border. I believe that they're turning, you know, a blind eye to this open border for in return that you vote for whoever the fuck they're telling you to vote for. And I believe that the person that they're telling them to vote for is going to be Michael Obama.
Oh, yeah, there you go. Yeah.
And I've been hearing, like, through
the change of batter.
I've been hearing through the grapevine that's probably going to happen pretty soon, that she's going to announce her running.
But first,
president is going to be Gavin Newsom.
Oh, my gosh, bro. I see it. Yeah, I see it. I see it lining up to happen.
And it's all going to be through these fuckers that are not even U.S. citizens that are going to do their mail-in ballot.
So what's going to be the catalyst that's going to kick this off, and what do you think is going to make people have to stay home? What's going to be the event?
That's the big boom that I'm waiting to fucking happen. See,
I think they have people waiting on standby. I think these military-aged men they have coming over the border, I think these assholes aren't here to vote. I think they're going to be here to cause chaos. I think they're going to be here to start causing disruptions, just like we had the George Floyd riots and stuff.
I think martial laws is coming?
Yes. I think to some extent. But from what I know, the military is already prepositioned. The military already knows the election was stolen, folks. Okay?
Oh, for sure.
Everybody knows. I mean, if you're in the know, you know you're just playing along with the game right now because you have to. So you people out there won't freak out.
Man, dude. I don't want to say it's obvious.
The reveal is going to happen eventually, folks. So I'm just saying, you know, get ready.
I really don't think that we are going to see an election. I think something big is going to happen. And then I think us as the people are going to, like, we're tired of this shit already. Mm-hmm. And I think that we are going to rebel.
It could be a number of things, like I said, or it could be everything. Okay. They got the climate crisis popping off right now. That could be an excuse to keep people home. Oh, well, the atmosphere is on the brink of a disaster. They could land a few UAPs somewhere and freak people out with UFOs from outer space. They could do some kind of a cyber attack, you know, to shut down the grid or shut down the internet or something. A nuclear scare, bro. I hear there's a nuclear scare on the horizon that's going to get a lot of people, you know, scared straight. But I heard that all of this is a process. It's all a plan, and it's all necessary, okay, because America needs like a near-death experience to snap themselves out of the coma
come together
that they've been in, bro. I mean, this country's been so divided for the longest time. And there's been a lot of people like me that have been trying to wake people up to this and let them know, hey, there's no you against me. There's no me against you.
Yeah, that's what they want.
Against them.
Yeah.
That's what it is. But the only way to do that is to have everybody on the same side. But it's hard to do because, like I said, there's a lot of people hated Donald Trump in 2020 and before that, you know? But now everybody sees what Joe Biden's doing. And I tell people, well, hey, which one would you rather have? Which one were you more satisfied in? Okay. Some guy that was a mover and a shaker, or this dude that's just making life miserable for everybody.
For sure, dude. And the thing that strikes me or just really fucking pisses me off is, like, we all believe either or. But they're both fucking us, man.
Mm-hmm.
It's like,
The thing is, to play the game, you have to pick a side. Yeah. That's just it. You have to pick a side.
It's just, but like, okay, so you're a conservative. No, I just want to fucking be right. I want to be a good human being.
Yes.
Well,
kids, you're conservative. Family, keep your hands off my wallet.
I just want to be a fucking human being and do right. And then it's like, oh, well, you're a left. Well, fuck, they're just a little bit odd. Like, oh, you're on the far left. Fuck, they're just odd, man.
Yes.
Like,
yes.
I hate that it's like either or. And as being kids, watching this shit with my dad, these fuckers have been promising the same fucking promises every 4 years since I was a fucking kid, man.
But the war is still continuing.
Like, man, we are all being played.
Poverty continues.
And it's just like us against one side against the other. And we...
All the corruption continues, man. I mean, how many billions of dollars have we sent to Ukraine? Oh, how many billions of dollars have we sent to all these other folks? That's going to come back to bite us in the future here.
Oh, for sure.
All those weapons and shit we're sending over there, they're going to find some convenient way to... Oh, that's another thing. Along with all this, the internet going out, the freaking nuclear strikes, they're going to try to push us into another war, bro. That's another thing, too.
Well, money's in the war.
Yes, it is. And war is a racket.
And who's going
to
profit
off
of the
war? When all else fails, folks, when all else fails, they take you to war.
Did you hear that BlackRock is basically going to rebuild Ukraine?
I wouldn't put it past them.
So check that out. They're going to fund the war.
Yeah.
Get filthy rich, even more richer than they already are. Mm-hmm. And then after it's all said and done, then they're going to rebuild Ukraine, which will make them even more fucking money. Like,
I don't know what they're going to rebuild out there, bro, because from what I understand, there's not really shit happening, bro.
Well, okay? They've already got a plan on how they're going to rebuild it. You know what I'm saying?
I guess Yeah. I guess so. I've seen videos of people at the beach, at the pools, enjoying life and stuff. And I'm thinking, well, what's real? They're saying it's a war, but I've seen war scenes of people with a green screen behind them pretending they're under attack and stuff. And
I seen TikToks, bro.
Yes.
When supposedly Russia was invading, like when this first started happening, man. And like the news was like, oh, these poor people. And I seen TikToks of kids in the club. Like they were saying, oh, having a blast.
You're spot on then. Okay. Because BlackRock is going to go and rebuild, but they're not going to rebuild shit. They're going to pocket all the effing money, bro.
Yeah, for sure,
That's what's going to happen, dog. It's dirty. It's corruption. That's our money. That's all the tax. That's what we're working for, bro. That's what Uncle Sam is taking out of our pocket, bro.
The thing that should piss people off, especially people our age, is like we're being told that when we retire, Social Security is going to be gone.
Oh, that shit's already gone.
You know what I'm saying?
They've already spent like 100 times over.
So what should piss you off is like, okay, rather than them figuring out some fucking way for us when we get old, they don't give a fuck. They're sending all this money to Ukraine. Flint still don't have water. Mm. Fucking Maui is toasted.
Whatever happened in Ohio with that train derailment, remember? There was a big catastrophe.
Bro, and we're still sending money to fucking Ukraine.
Yeah, bro.
They don't give a shit about us.
The borders are freaking wide open. It's a quagmire, bro, out there. But like I said, enjoy the show, folks, because this is what needs to be done for the rest of society to finally realize
what needs to be done. And I'm speaking from the heart, bro, is we all need to find God and find Jesus.
That's without a doubt. Yeah, no one man can fix this, man. Yeah. You know, you got to put your faith in the Most High. The only way we're going to get out is through Christ. That's it.
And every night when you're praying for all the people you're praying for, you need to include the United States in your prayer, man.
Yes, that's for sure, man.
Yeah.
That's for sure.
And I believe that, bro.
And the world, bro, because everybody needs to be on board with this, man. A lot of other countries. We're fortunate because we live in this country, bro. We're so blessed. I mean, call it what you want, man. A lot of people say bad things about America, bro, but I guarantee you, you would not want to live in these other countries, bro. You would not want to live in there. I promise you wouldn't.
For sure, bro. I mean, we vacationed in a bunch of other spots, and yeah, man, as
nice to visit
as resorts, you know, you're like, man, this is nice. And then you come out, like, you catch a bus or go on an excursion and really see what that shit is, you're like, nope.
Yeah, bro, it's tough, man.
Yeah, man. So you know, before we head out, man, what's your favorite feel good memory?
Dang it, man, I've been contemplating this and there's just so many, man. And I don't know, my feel good moments. Man, bro. I mean, well, it's always the obvious one, you know, the birth of my kids. I could say that, you know, the day I married my wife. The last time I mentioned hanging out with Jonathan in the neighborhood and stuff, man, those are all good memories. But to add another one on top of that, I would just say the relationship that I had with my dad, bro. That was really a good feel good moment for me, man. My dad's still alive, but unfortunately, you know, he's getting dementia and all this stuff, man, and he's not the same, and it hurts seeing my hero, you know, like that, you know. But I have all these great memories, bro. My dad wasn't a deadbeat. My parents divorced, you know, when I was 10 or 11. My dad always stuck around, bro.
Yeah.
He always stuck around. He was there to give me advice and stuff, and just the time we spent together, man, we caught up. we caught up on a lot of missed time, and man, it's
that's beautiful.
Just being around with him, bro. That's one of the real feel good moments I can think of off the top of my head right now. Because
you have boys?
Yes, yeah.
And your relationship is
mirror
like to that.
I mean, I'm the thing is, bro. This is what's so strange, because I wish I had a dad like me when I was growing up. Okay, my dad was a musician. My dad didn't know dick about sports or working out or none of the stuff that I'm into now. And so I think, man, I wish I had a dad like me growing up. And I try to be like that dad to my kids, right? My daughter, she took the coaching. She took the lessons and everything I was teaching her. But my sons, bro, it seems like my sons, they don't fight me or combat me, you know, with the advice I give them. But it's just like, you know, it's, yeah, okay, whatever. And sometimes I think, man, son, you don't know what you have here. You know, you don't know what you have here, you know. I wish I had someone like me growing up to be a dad to me. And I try to be that to my sons. And they do. They enjoy it. They accept it. But at some point in time, you know, I'm just thinking, man, son, you just – I don't know. If I wasn't here, you wouldn't be half the man you were.
So my dad was a great father figure, bro. But his main thing was to teach me how hard life, the world is going to be mm-hmm. on my life. That was his way of being a dad to me.
Yes.
Like
well,
always,
that's important too. That's an important lesson too, man. Because it's a cruel world out there, bro.
I always
people
say
people don't
this,
give a
like,
F.
Our relationship was like a supervisor.
Employee type
like, I mean, you're fucking up, fix it. Hey, you know what I mean? Like, it was never like, hey, you know, let's go fishing or let me just share life lessons with you.
Yeah,
or
man.
And so he was never my friend. And then I found out he got sick, and right around the time he got diagnosed with cancer was like right when he started becoming my friend.
Wow, bro.
And cancer ate him in less than a year, bro.
And you had
a so I
it.
Had less than a year of my dad being my friend, and damn it, bro, it felt good.
I bet just like, that 1 year, man.
It,
just to
it
catch
felt
up and
so good to know like fuck, my dad does love me.
Man,
you know what I mean?
That's beautiful.
Because that was
bro.
Always a question, like, fuck, like, does my dad really love me?
Yes.
But when like I said, when he became my friend and like dropped his guard and was like, okay, I've done a good job, I can be his friend now.
Yeah.
Dude, it was so I
man.
Envy you and your
bro,
story for your relationship
it,
with you and your dad, because
I appreciate it.
That's a relationship I always wanted with my dad.
And you just telling me this right now, I think maybe I think I wanted a father like me.
Yeah.
But at the same time, you know, yeah, my dad was never, he was on my ass if I messed up, but he wasn't on my ass if I messed up in sports or if I didn't miss a workout or something.
Yeah.
Me thinking now, I don't think I'd want, I wouldn't want a dad like me. Maybe not. I'm sorry, guys.
Sorry. So, I mean, the main reason I like didn't do drugs and like didn't do a bunch of shit was because I didn't want to disappoint my dad.
Bro, that's.
And so that was.
But that's good too, in an aspect.
That's what
man,
I'm saying. Because, that's what I'm saying. I'm not saying that that's bad, because I came out the way I came out because my dad showed me that life is going to be fucking hard.
And if you look at the psychology behind, you know, boys that are just solely raised by their moms, bro, there's a lot of psychological problems that occur there. And I'm not going to say I was immune to it, because, like I said, when my parents divorced, I lived with my mom permanently. I would go visit my dad and stuff, but I normally stayed with my mom. And I can say, bro, I was an emotional person. I was an emotional being, like a woman.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's what happens. I got to learn the psychology behind it by a guy named Jesse Lee Peterson. You ever listen to him?
No.
He always says, amazing.
This
guy,
he told that dude he was gay, right?
Yeah.
And that one, it's like a viral
lesbian. He says shit like that.
Yeah.
Well, that's where I learned it from. There's a lot of a good psychology behind it, because when a dad's in the home, that boy is not just going to be filled with emotionality from the woman. The dad is going to give him logic, even if it's a hard knocks type of logic. That young man is going to live with that. And I'm not saying it's going to make him a perfect individual, because there's people that have a mom and dad and they still turn out to be effed up.
For sure.
But
yeah.
But like I'm saying, man, dads are important, man. That dads are an important aspect of boys' lives, girls' lives, especially, man. It they need to be present, even if the relationship isn't what it is with the mom, you know.
You know, I nowadays, you know, you see a lot of dads just being deadbeat dads and leaving and whatever. And a lot of the times the mom has no choice but to raise the kid,
yes.
You know, being the mom and the dad.
Yes. Uh-huh. There is a lot of that too.
But there's also a lot of moms that are just holding their kids from their dads.
Oh, yeah. And they use them as a bait.
Exactly.
As something to manipulate get the man off.
And that right there, I just can't get behind, bro. You know,
yeah,
like,
no, man.
It's always like the baby mama finds out you were with another girl at the bar at the club, and then it's like, can't see your kid now.
So turn your boy into a girl.
And
I've seen a lot of that happening.
I'm like,
too.
That the kid has nothing to do with that shit, man.
You don't, man. And then there you go. I mean, that little life is going to turn out to be a hurt person. And like I said, you know, hurt, it's cliche, but hurt people. But you know, healed people also heal people.
Yeah. Yeah, I believe that too, man. I really do, because I had a whole lot of resentment and I had a whole lot of hate in me for my dad's relationship being the way it was. Mm. And when, you know, when he became my friend and I saw him go through, you know, his, you know, deterioration, like he just went to shit really quick.
Damn it, bro.
You would think that it would make me hate God and make me hate.
Real resentful, right?
Yeah. And it brought me so much closer to God. It brought me so much closer in my faith. It brought me to be even better of a person. And I truly believe that was my dad's dying wish, is that I really found God.
Wow, man.
Yeah.
That's amazing, bro. And I think he accomplished that, bro.
Because he always would tell me, like, you need to go to church, or you need to find Jesus. And I was like, man, fuck that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I think that was his dying wish, man, because it worked.
Man, that's powerful, bro. That's powerful, man. I mean, that's who should be teaching you about the Most High, who should be teaching you about Christ, because that's who you get the impression of who God is from your father.
From your father.
If your father's not around, who the hell do you think the Most High is? You're gonna think he's a deadbeat dad. Yeah. You know, that's why it's so important, it's vital. And you know, I'm not preaching, I know you're not preaching, but man, it's important, bro.
I didn't think of it like that. That's awesome, man.
Yeah,
yeah, for sure. Hell yeah, man. Donnie, thank you for coming,
bro.
Brother.
We rocked it, bro.
Yeah, I
we
think
rocked
so
it.
Man, I have many more topics and much more
it's
content
endless,
to
it's
talk
endless.
To you about.
Yep.
So we'll have to do a part two sometime, man.
Definitely. We'll
fuck
do it,
yeah,
bro.
I'm but
down.
Thank you for fucking coming, man.
Hell yeah.
Before we leave, man, you want to leave them with a closing statement?
Closing statement. Oh, my gosh. What could I say if I had anything to say? Live in love, folks. That's all I can say. You know, you want to overcome hate. You want to overcome anger. You want to overcome depression. Envy, jealousy, love. You know, love those that hate you, love those that went ill for you, kill them with love.
Pray for your enemy.
That's,
yeah, for sure.
Live in love.
How many times growing up, especially, you know, growing up where we came from, Cavazos, how many times did a motherfucker hate you? But then later, y'all were fucking tight.
Yes. Yeah. Countless of times, man. I can name countless of times that some I had beef with somebody. Then it turns out, hey, man, we have more than common than you believe.
Exactly.
And we're best friends.
Exactly. And that's why you pray for your enemy, man.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah, for sure, man. Before we leave, you have any shout outs?
Man, shout out to the John Eric Network, man. Shout out to
hell yeah.
The Pundejo. Shout out to Dre Loves You, Faith in Sports, Ease for Everything. Shout out to the JP Lopez Podcast. Shout out to my cousin Andy I forgot his podcast, bro. Damn it. The Flatlands. The Flatlands Podcast.
Flatland. And shout out Mondo.
Yeah, man. Shout out to everybody out there,
Flatland,
all the listeners.
Podcast, man. If you liked what you heard today, I really, really suggest that you start from episode one with the deep dive with Donnie Flamingo.
Oh, yeah.
And go from there, man, because this man's got some nice content, man.
Oh, man.
He really does got some eyebrow raising shit.
It'll scare you a little bit.
And I told you before we started, man, I put on a bunch of people to your podcast, man.
Already, man.
And when you took that break, they were like, what's up with Donnie Flamingo? Did he quit? Like, what the fuck? I was like, nah, he took a break, man.
Yeah, man. It's some deep subjects, man. You know, when you look into the abyss, that abyss stares back at you, man.
People, in my opinion, the way people ask me about your shit or talk to me about your shit, they're addicted to your content, bro. Oh, it's like it, it's man. Like because you're open, you're kind of sort of pulling back the curtain a little bit.
Yes, man, I love it. That's exactly what I. That's perfect, man. That's a perfect portrayal of what I try to do on my podcast, man.
Yeah, and of course you're gonna have the haters that think that we're full of shit and we're.
Hey, it is what it is, but, man. I mean, you can't save everybody.
I get that, but even if you are like that, man. I still encourage you to listen to Donnie Flamingo's podcast because, I mean, like I said, man, you can roll your eyes at this shit and then do your own research and you'll find a bit of truth and that will take you down a rabbit hole like you would not believe.
For sure. I can't say it anymore. I can't say it any better than that.
Anyhow, man, I thank you once again, bro.
Man, thank you for sure.
And
I love it.
Once again to the whole John Eric Media Company. Shout out. And also, if you like, I mean, I get a lot of people who are like, man, your boy Ramos is funny. Like, your boy Ramos is the shit.
Yeah.
If you want to see another side of Ramos, because Ramos is a co-host on your show.
Yes, he is.
Take your ass to the deep dive with Donnie Flamingo, man. And, and you know, enjoy that content, man. Fuck yeah.
Enjoy it, man. Let me know what y'all think.
But I want to, once again, shout out to my sponsors, DJ Kipo, Patriot Paint and Construction, Diggity Burrito, and Artisan & Co.
Oh,
and thank you guys. Thank you all. Thank you all for hitting me up and letting me know that this is some good shit. And hey, man, if you weren't feeling today, I'm sorry, but I felt like this is definitely needed to
conversation needed to be
for
had.
For sure, man. For sure. For sure, man. And until next time, read some books.
There must be some kind of way out of here. Said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion. I can't get no relief. Businessman there, drink my wine. Plowman, dig my earth. None will level on the mine. Nobody of it is worth. But you and I, we've been through that. And this is not